he's going to have to, to some extent, channel his inner Churchill.
He's going to have to
speak. Yeah, he's going to have to speak with determination. He's going to have to talk about, I pledge, I am committed. You know, we will win. All of these kind of signals of certainty. And then I think he's also, it's going to be difficult for him, but I think he's also going to have a passionate tone and body language and the way his voice is inflected and other things. You know, the immediate precedent here is a very fine speech that he gave at Fort Hood, you know, talking about that tragedy. But if you look at that speech, this was a fine speech delivered in a very passionless style. There was no emotion in the speech, no kind of personal investment on his part. I don't think he can do that in this context. You know, this can't be an on the one hand, on the other hand speech. He's going to have to convey through his words and the tone of his language that he is as firm a wartime leader as any wartime leader we've had in our history, whether that's Woodrow Wilson or Franklin Roosevelt or others. He's going to have to say, I've decided it's worth it, and I'm deeply and passionately committed.